Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah Daf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara teaches us another halacha that Rav Yirmiya Itam Rav Chibar Abba taught us. V'amar Rav Yirmiya Itam Rav Chibar Abba. Mansbach Shoifim Amram. We know that in the letters of the Aleph Beis, the letters Mem Nun Tzadi Pein Kuf are written in two ways. They're written one way when they appear at the beginning or in the middle of the word, and there's another way they're written when they're placed at the end of the word. So Gemara says these letters, the way they're written when they're placed at the end of the word, was something that was instituted by the Tzoifim, by the Nevi'im. Mefarshim ask that this list of Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Chof is not in order. Chof comes before all of the other letters. Pei comes before Tzadik. So one teretz given is that since the word Mansbach, written this way, is very similar to the word Tzoifim, Nevi'im, that we're saying are the ones that instituted that they should be written this way, the Gemara wanted to use this order to make the list. The Gra says that this list of letters were not all instituted at one time. Rather, in different generations and different times were the different letters instituted. And the list, Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Chof, represents the order in which these letters were instituted. There is a question that Tosfos deals with regarding which form of writing is our Gemara referring to. Is it referring to the way it's written in the middle and the beginning of the word, or is it the way it's referring to the end of the, written at the end of the word? Tosfos says our Gemara is referring to the way it's written at the end of the word. That was something that was established by the Nevi'im. Ask the Gemara, but Hisbar is the soul. For Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Elo ha-mitzvois, she'ein novi rishai l'chadish tover mato. A novi cannot make up anything new. So how could they have, in later generations, established this form of writing? Void hamer Rav Chisda says, Mem v'samach, the letter Mem and the letter Samach shebeluchais b'neis v'mayoyim were written with a neis. And we know that a regular mem, what's the neis? Because the Gemara says that the letters of written in the luchos were engraved front to back all the way. So all letters that are not a complete circle, even if they're engraved through the stone, that's what to keep the letter holding. But the letter samach and the letter mem, but the mem that's used at the end of a word, is a complete circle. So the question is, if this mem was only instituted later by the Nevi'im, what was the nace of the mem in the luchos? It must have already been there from the beginning. From here, the poskim say, we see that when one writes a samach, or he writes a mem, an end of mem, a mem sofi, he should be careful to make sure that the entire letter is written out, and that there's no place for anything, for any break, otherwise there would have been no nace. The Paiskim say that b'dievid, even if it's not written that way, it's still kosher. There's a fundamental question that the Mefarshim ask as we go further in this sugya. We know that the original form of writing of Hebrew was what's called Ksav Ivri. In later times, in time of Ezra, was established the Ksav Ashuri that we're familiar with. But according to this Gemara, that a Navi is not allowed to make up a new form of writing, how was Ezra allowed to institute Ksav Ashuri? So one teretz I saw is that there's a difference if we take an existing form of writing and make changes to it versus if we institute a whole new form of writing. A writing, a alphabet that's new is permitted. Changing something that was already established is prohibited. But Ritvaz has a different approach. He says the luchos and the original form of writing was the form of writing of Ksav Ashuri that Ezra brought out. Just it was only used for the luchos and nothing else. If For everything else, they use Ksav Ivri. And only in the time of Ezra did he say that they should start using Ksav Ashuri for all types of writing. So we're going to learn the Gemara the way the Pnei Yeshua explains the Gemara. In Mehava Hevi, this form of writing with the two types of mems and nuns, etc., was there always. However, v'loyayadi, hai ba'emtza teva v'hai b'soif teva. As the Pnei Yeshua says, it didn't make a difference which type of lettering you used in the middle of the word or at the end of the word. Vosat soifim, and then the Nevi'im came for tekinu, and they established psuchim, b'emtza teva v'stum v'soif teva, which should be in the middle of the letter word and which should be at the end of the word. Ask the Gemara, soif soif, eil ha-mitzvahs, she'en navi, osed l'chadish tov mata, a navi cannot institute a new thing. So as the Pnei Yeshua explains, once the Nevi'im, according to the Gemara now, established the way the word should be written, a word, and in previous generations, it didn't make a difference where you put the letter, the beginning of the word or the end of the word. It turns out that all the Sefer Torah that were written in previous generations could have become possible. How could a Navi, ask the Gemara, make a rule that will change halacha, and will say that all the Sefer Torah that were previously written will now become possible? Says the Gemara, Shachacham, Elo, what must happen was Shachacham, the way the letters were written were there always. And they, Nevi'im, came back and reminded us how they should be written. So the question is, how could they have forgotten how it's supposed to be written? Didn't they have the luchos that they could refer to and know what belongs at the beginning of and middle of the word and what belongs at the end of the word? So according to the Radvaz's explanation, that they always had Ksav Ashuri, but the Ksav Ashuri was limited only to the luchos. And then in later generations, when they no longer had the luchos, they couldn't go back to the luchos to refer to. That question is answered. Another answer could be given according to the way the Yerushalmi understands who Tzoifim are. The Yerushalmi understands that Tzoifim referred to in our Gemara are not Nevi'im, but they rather refer to Tanoim. So now we could understand. By the time the Tanoim came, they certainly no longer had the Luchos that they could refer to understand how a word should be written. V'yomer Rabbi Yirmi v'yitem Rav Chibar Abba, Targum Shal Torah. In the Targum we find in Torah, Unklus Hager Omroi, Yipri Rav Elezer of Yeshua. It was said by Unklus the Ger, in the name of Rav Elezer of Yeshua. Targum Shal Nevi'im, the Targum we find in Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Azil Omroi, Yonasan ben Azil said it, Mipi Chagei Zechariah Malachi, in the name of Chagei Zechariah Malachi. V'nizdaz Etzisrol Shuk, Abimei's Pasa, Abimei's Pasa, a area of Abimei's Pasa by Abimei's Pasa, when he said this Targum. And like the Mashah points out, Yonis Menazil was certainly not a student of Chagai Zechariah Malachi. He was a student of Hillel, who was many years later. But since what he learned and what he said was given over as a Messiah from the times of Chagai Zechariah Malachi, it's considered as if he was directly saying it from Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Yotza Baskov Amra. And when this happened, Baskov came in and said, Mi Uzeh Shigilis Sasar Lebnei Adam. Who's the one that's revealing my secrets to people? Omad Yonasim ben Azil, Araglav Omad Yonasim ben Azil got up and said, Ani Ushaglisi, Sisarech Levnei Adam, I'm the person that has revealed the secrets. Golv Yidulaf Nechar, if I want to tell you, Shloy Lechvoid Yosisi, this is not something I did for my own honor, Vloy Lechvoid Abbot Beis Abbot, not for the glory of my father's home, El Lechvoid Chasisi, I did it in your honor. Shloy Yerba Machloikas Yisrael, there were a lot of different interpretations of the Pesukim and Avim that were unclear, and my point is to help clear up these differences of opinion. He also wanted to reveal the Targum of Ksuvim. That you shouldn't do enough. My Tama, Mishund Ispe Kates Mashiach, we have in the Sefer Daniel the Kates Mashiach, and therefore I don't want you to write the Targum because then we will know what I want to reveal when Mashiach is coming. The Mefarshim point out, so why couldn't he write the Targum of the rest of Ksuvim? So Mefarshim say that Yonis and Ben Aziel did not want to do something that he cannot do the whole job. Since he couldn't write the Targum for all of Ksuvim, because he couldn't write the Targum of Daniel, he didn't write anything. From here we see the Mefarshim point out that the only Targum that Yonis and Ben Aziel wrote was the Targum on Neviim. In many Chumashim, we find that there's Targum from Yonis ibn Azil and the Chumash. From our Gemara, it seems that that's not something that he wrote. So I saw, interestingly, that Targum is really the Targum Yerushalmi. And originally, the way it was written in the Chumash was Tof Yud, Yud representing Yerushalmi. A mistake sort of crept in, and it's called Targum Yonis ibn Azil, but it's really Targum Yerushalmi. Ask the Gemara, the Targum Shot Torah Unklus Agar Omroi was the Targum of the Torah written by Unklus. Vamrav Chig Ikobar Ovin Omrav Chanin Nanel Omrav Maidik Siv. The passage that says in the Chemia, Vikorub Sefer Torahs Hawakim Mefirish Vashum Seichel. It's clearly written with the application of wisdom. Vivinav Mikran, they understood what it says. So the Gemara explains this passage. Vikorub That's what it says in the pasuk. Mefirish, what explains that targum that refers to the targum. And interestingly enough, the Gra says, from here we see the halacha is, we know that every week we have to do shnayim mikra vechr targum, that we may be able to do the targum not necessarily by saying targum unkelus. We could say Rashi, because here the pasuk is saying what's the purpose of the Targum Mefirish, to explain the Pasuk. So we understand the Pasuk better through Rashi. We could do Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum with Rashi. Seichel Eila Psukim. This refers to when the Pasuk begins and ends. Vevina B'mikra Eila Psukei Tamim. This is the way we read the Torah, the trop, the different trop, that how we express the Psukim. And the interesting point that the Sefer Chassidim makes is that not only is the trop referred to, the tamim referred to in this pasuk, but also we know that the tamim of the way we read Torah and the way we read Novi is different. That also is referred to in this pasuk. Vamrilei Eile Masaris, this refers to the way we should properly pronounce its word. So we see that the Targum was written earlier. What are we saying that it was written by Onkelos? It says the Gemara, as similar to that we learned before, Shachem, they were forgotten, the Chazal Yazdim, and Onkelos came and restored what was forgotten. Ask the Gemara, Maishno deraisa loyzdazo. Why, when the Targum of the Torah was revealed, did the earth not, did Israel not shake? Vada Nevi'ez daza, and when the Targum of Nevi'im was revealed, did Israel shake? Answers the Gemara, the Raisa Mefarshim Milsa. The Pesukim of the Torah are easier to understand. So what the Targum accomplished is not as significant as the Nevila, as in Nevi'im, the Ikka Milad Mefarshim, where there are things that we can understand. However, the Ikka Milad Mestamin, there are many things that we can't understand. And that's what the Targum accomplished, that these difficult Pesukim became understandable. And the Gemara gives such an example. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, the Ksib Ayoymahu, Yigdal HaMispah B'Yishlayim, that day there will be a great Hesper B'Yishlayim, K'mispah HaDrima B'Vikas Megidah. Vam Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says, Il Moli Targum Adahai Kro, if not for that Targum of this Pasuk, Lo Yidana Mai Kama. Ritva says that Rav Yosef used to spend a lot of time learning Targum, because Rav Yosef was unfortunately blind, and we know that Dvar Shviksav Yet Rishayim Lomer Bapeh, Torah Shviksav is supposed to be learned only by somebody who can read the words. So Rav Yosef used to spend a lot of time on Targum, which is Torah Shviksav. He said what the pasuk means is, "Bayoymehu Yizge Mizde Birushlaim." That day there will be a great Hesped in Yerushalayim. K'mispid the Achbar Amri, like the Hesped that was made for Achbar Amri, the Kotli Yaseh Hadadrimim Ben Tavrimim Beramus Gilad, that was killed by Hadadrimim Ben Drimim in Ramus Gilad. K'mispid the Yoshiyah Bar Amid, and like the Hesped of Yoshiyah Bar Amid, the Kotli Yaseh Parah Chagira, the Parah Chagira, we learned this Gemara in Masechta Tainus, killed him in Bikas Megidoi. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah discusses what will this Hesped, what does this Hesped refer to? And the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says it either refers to the Hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef, who will be the first Mashiach to reveal himself and he will be killed. So we're referring to the Hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef. Another pshat is that referring that when Mashiach comes, the Yetzirah will be killed, and it's referring to that Hesped. And I saw a very nice pshat. We know that the Gemara says when the Yetzirah will be killed, the Tzaddikim will cry and the Rishayim will cry. The Tzaddikim will cry saying, how are we able to overcome the Yetzirah who looks like a mountain? And the Rishayim will cry, look at this Yetzirah who is not significant and controlled our lives. That's why the Pasuk here refers to Tum Espedim. Acha Ba'amra Ben Amri was a Rasha. So that's the Rishayim crying. And Yoshiyah was a Tzaddik, that refers to the Tzaddikim crying. The pasuk continues. The pasuk says in Daniel, "Varisa ani Daniel vadi samara." I Daniel saw the vision. Vanoshim shayya imi loyra samara. The people who were with me did not see the vision. Avu charod gedoyl naflaleim. They began to fear. Vayivrchu beHechav and they ran to hide. Maninu anoshim. Who are those people that were with him? Om Rav Yirmiyah b'Tamer Rav Chiya bar Abba. Zachag Zachari Malachi. Refers to Chag Zachari Malachi. Inu Idofi Minei, in one way Achag Zechariah Malachi was superior to Daniel, Viu Adof Minayu, and he was superior to them. Inu Adifi Minei, he was superior to them, they were superior to him, Dinu Viu Navi, they were Navim and he was not a Navi. So the Farshim say, how can you say he wasn't a Navi? Doesn't the Apostle just say that he saw this incredible vision? So the Farshim say that the word Navi comes from Niv, Nifs Fasai, moving the lips. The definition of a Navi is one who expresses, not doesn't only have Ruach HaKodesh and he has visions, but he is able to express them. Yes, of course Daniel had Ruach HaKodesh and saw things, but he wasn't a Navi. He wasn't given the job of expressing what he saw. They, on the other hand, were given the Zchus to express what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messages were. On the other hand, he was superior to them, because he saw the vision that the pasuk refers to, Vinu Loichazu. Ask the Gemara, V'chim Achad Loichazu, if they didn't see the vision, my time of Yisu, why did they become scared? Answers the Gemara, Afagav the Inu Loichazu, even though they didn't see the vision, however, Mazlayu Chazu. So Rashi says that the Mazlayu Chazu means that every person has a Malach that watches him, and the Malach who watched them was the one that saw the vision, and because of that, that caused them to get scared. Amar Ravina, so says Ravina, Shmamina, from here we see, high man the Mivis, if a person becomes suddenly frightened, Avgav the Yu Loichazi, he hasn't seen anything that might cause him to be frightened, Mazdechazi, but perhaps his Malach saw it, and that's why he becomes scared. Ask the Gemara, Maitakati, what should such a person do? Likur Krishma. He should say Krishma. And from here, the Pais can say that if one has the problem that he's constantly in fear, he's constantly nervous, what he should do is be careful that every time he says Krishma, he should say it properly, and that will help him overcome his anxiety. V'kayim v'makom t'nefesh, and be standing in a place that's dirty, so you can't say Krishma there. Linchif meduchte arba gamida, he should jump 4 amos from his place, because the Gemara says in many places that a person's place is considered the 4 amos that he's in. V'loy, and he's not able to jump. Le'mahachi is the beitafche shmeni menoy, which is some sort of a help, a skula that will prevent him from being scared. Continues the Gemara. As we learned in the previous year, Medina v'ir v'ila drasha, that the words of the Megillah Medina v'ir come to teach us what halachas are with cities. Read on the 15th, and which on the 14th, and the cities near those cities. So the Megillah uses the words mishpacha, mishpacha. What do we use l'may also? What does that come to teach us? So the Chasam Sofer and the Imri Emes say the pasuk also says dar dar. What do we learn from the words dar dar? So they say we learn from the dar dar as the halacha is that we know that kol hamadim yibetalim, all yom time will become abolished besides Purim. Dar Dar comes to teach us that in all generations we will hold on to the Yontif of Purim. Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Yosef ben Chanina, what it comes to teach us is, Lahavi Mishpacha is Kuhuna Leviya, the Mishpacha is Kahanim Leviyim, Shavatum of Adasam, they stop doing the avoid in the base of Migdash, or Boyim Lishmai Mirka Megillah. And they come to hear the Megillah. Dom Rav Yehuda Merav, Kahanim of Adasam, the Leviyim Beduchanim, Kahanim are doing the avoid and the Leviyim are standing on the platform singing the Shira, Yisrabim Amadam, as we just discussed in the Sekhta Tainis, the Klai Yisrael was also divided into Mishmairis, into different Mamadais that to help, that davened and fasted as the Kabbalists were brought on a weekly basis. Kulam Avatma Vadasam, all stop doing the Avodah, or buy Lishmai Mikra Megillah, and come to hear the Mikra Megillah. There's a fundamental Machloikis Rishonim. What is the halacha regarding what does bitl avoida mean for mikra megillah? Taisa says certainly the avoida, which is a chi of the raisa, supersedes mikra megillah, which is the rabbanon. What the gemara here is referring to, says Taisa, is a situation where they can do the avoida later. Everybody's going to read the megillah in the morning, and there's megillah. Reading the Megillah is Pesum and Nisa, so we want a lot of people together. So what the Gemara is saying, says Taisus, is that they should stop, they should go here to Megillah and do the Avodah afterwards. But according to Taisus, if it would involve Mikra Megillah versus the Avodah, not doing the Avodah at all, the Avodah, which is a Chiv Deraisa, is more important. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that when the Gemara says the Mikra Megillah is Doicha Avoida, it means even if the Avoida will not be done at all. However, the Ritva does point out that certainly if the Kahanim are already in the middle of doing the Avoida, and then it comes time for Mikra Megillah, they don't stop the Avoida for Mikra Megillah. And it's interesting, the Paiskim use this Machloikas Rishonim to discuss a Shaila that could be relevant even Bizman Hazeh. The Shaila is, if somebody Rechman Atzlan is an Ovel on Purim, does Mikra Megillah supersede his Avelis? So according to Rishonim that explain Al Gemara is saying that Mikra Megillah supersedes completely the Avodah, so if the Avodah, which is a Chiv Deraisa, is pushed away from Mikra Megillah, certainly Avelis, which is only the Rabbanon, is pushed away from Mikra Megillah. But if we're saying that the Gemara means is that just a Mikra Megillah should come first, but it doesn't supersede it, then we don't have a proof that Avelis is pushed away on Purim. Tani Nami Hochi, Kahanim Vavadosam, Kahanim as they do the Avoida, Velvim Beduchanam, Vyisrob Mamodam, Kulam Vatma Vavadosam, they all stop doing the Avoida, Uboyim Lishmai Mikra Megillah, and they come here to Megillah. And the Poskim point, the Mefarshim point out, that we're speaking about three groups, Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. But the Pasuk only says Mishpacha, Mishpacha. It only speaks to about two groups. So the answer, the Mishpacha, Mishpacha refers to Kahanim, Levim. Yisraelim that stand by the Maimon are not any specific family. And therefore, the Pasuk Mishpacha, Mishpacha refers to Kahanim, Levim. Bikant Samchel Shabbos Rabbi, continues the Gemara. This is the basis for Rebbe's yeshiva, Shavatim Tam Torah, they would stop learning, or b'shmoy b'ayin l'shmoy mikra megillah, and they would come to listen to the megillah, because they would make a kavachayim for avoida, or ma'am avoida. If avoida she chamura, which is more serious than Tam Torah, mivatlinen, we abandon it for mikra megillah. Tam Torah, which is less, lekoshken, is certainly abandoned for mikra megillah. So Rabbi Yaakov Landau, the son of Noid Behuda, asks the obvious question. Isn't Mikra Megillah also Talmud Torah? So what's the Gemara saying that Mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah? Isn't that learning? So one Teretz is given, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Teretz, that the time that it takes to go to hear the Mikra Megillah, that's Bitl Torah, and that's what still, since we're supposed to, as we said a moment ago, all read the Megillah together. In Shul, the Gemara is saying we're allowed to do that, even though it involves Bitl Torah. Another Teretz that's given by the Rishash is that we're dealing with a situation where the Talmidim already heard the Megillah, and the Rebbe did not, and the Gemara is teaching us Mevatel Talmud Torah, the Talmidim are taken away from the learning, the Rebbe should go here Mikra Megillah. Another teretz that's given by the Beis Ephraim, that the Beis Ephraim says that Mikra Megillah is not considered learning, and he says why, because Mikra Megillah, says the Beis Ephraim, is only repeating a story that happened in the history of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's not considered Talmud Torah. Davni Nezer is very protest very much what the Beis Ephraim says. How can we say that Mikra Megillah is not considered learning Torah? We're going to learn an Al Masechta so much, he says, Torah was said about the Megillah. How can we say that that's not considered Talmud Torah? Therefore, another pshat that the Beis Ephraim says is that Mikra Megillah doesn't involve really spending time understanding what it says in the Megillah. Well, we're referring here to Talmidim and a Rebbe who are learning Be'iyun. Learning Be'iyun is certainly much more than just reading the Megillah, yet the Mar tells us, Mevatel Talmud Torah, we stop that learning of Be'iyun to go hear Mikra Megillah. Another pshat that I heard from the Brisker Rav is that the Brisker Rav says that when we read the Megillah, the point of reading the Megillah is not for learning. It's a shira. It's a song of praise and thanksgiving to Hashem for the nisim that He did for us in the time of Mordechai and Esther. As the Gemara actually later on in the Masechta says, Kriyosei Zeilula, reading the Megillah is like saying hallel, to the point that the Miri says that if one doesn't have a Megillah on Purim, and this shouldn't be found la'aloch l'maisa, it's just the Miri says it, we should say hallel. So since the point of Mikra Megillah is as a hallel, not as a Talmud Torah, that's why Mevatlan Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah. Ask the Gemara, is this true, that Avoida is Chamur v'Talmud Torah, that Avoida is more stringent than Talmud Torah? The Ksiv, it says in Pasuk, V'hibi yosh Yeshua b'Yerichai, as Yeshua was in Yerichai, V'yisa enov, he lifts his eyes, V'yar v'hine ish oimel anegdoi, there's somebody facing him, V'shtach v'lapob, and he bows down. So the Gemara digresses for a moment. Ask the Gemara, V'heichi avi hachi, how was Yeshua allowed to bow down to this person? V'amr b'Yeshua ben Levi, Oslo Adam Shitin Shom Lechaver Balaila. A person is not allowed to say the word Shalom Aleichem to somebody at night that he doesn't recognize, because Chashidin Shem Shedu, we're concerned that this person that he's greeting is a shed. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam. There he didn't have to be concerned it was a shed. Domle Kani Tsar Tzva Hashem. Because this person said, Ani, I'm a man, a Tsar Tzva Hashem. So we knew he wasn't a shed. Asked the Gemara for Dilma Meshakri, maybe he was lying and he was truly a shed. Answers the Gemara, Gemiri, we know the Lamaski Shem Shemayim Levatala. Shedim will not use Hashem's name in vain. So it's a proof that he wasn't a shed. So Mepharshim point out from here, how do we greet people at night in the street when it's dark? So a number of terutzim are given. One is it doesn't apply in the city. Here Yeshua is outside in the city, in the camp, in the encampment around Yericho. Another teretz is that when there are many people around, it doesn't apply. And the question that's asked by the Poskim is when we say Kiddush Levona, we say Shalom Aleichem three times to three people standing near us. It's at night. So the answer is that since we'd be Mekandish Levona, so the Shechina is there, so we don't have to be concerned. Specifically, since we're saying Shalom Aleichem to a number of people, so there must be a number of people around. As we just said a moment ago, when there are a number of people around, we don't have to be concerned about Shedim. Amalai. So the Gemara discusses the conversation between Yeshua and the Malach. The Malach tells Yeshua, Emes b'taltam tamid sheben abayim. Yesterday, you did not bring the carbon tamid. As Tosfos explains, because all of the Kahanim and the Aron had gone out to war, and since the Kahanim and the Aron weren't by the Mishkan, they did not bring the Karmen Tamid. The Achshav b'taltam Talmud Torah. And now you're not learning, because the people, during the day, people were busy with war. But at night, when they could have learned, you still weren't learning. And for that I came, and the pasuk says, "Achar b'shlufa," he had his thoughts drawn out. Amalai, so Yeshua asked him, "Alayzer membosa, from which of these two averus are you coming?" As the Iyun Menachem explains, we know that a malach can only come with one shlichus, with one job. So he asks him, "Which of these two averus are you coming to talk to me about?" Amalai, so the malach responds, "Atabasi." For what's called Ata, and as Tosfos quotes the Rivan, Ata refers to the Retira, as the pasuk says, "Va'ata kisvul lechem as a shira azois." And the Chofetz Chaim used to say, "Talmud Torah is called Ata now." What's pshat the Talmud Torah is called now? So he says, every mitzvah has a specific time when you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do some mitzvah by day, some by night, some by yontif, some by Shabbos. There's one mitzvah that's time is always. What is that mitzvah? Ata. Now is the time. Torah is always the time to learn. But the Panovich Rav used to take this concept a step further. He says the Torah is called the Shira. How is one supposed to learn Torah? As a Shira, as a song. Something that it should be with a geschmack, with a leibedikait. That's a shira zayis. The way we sing a song is the way we're supposed to learn Torah. Amalei ata basoi, I came because of this avera. V'yad v'yolim Yeshua b'layla hu b'soi cha'emek. As Rashi and Tosfos explain, this is not referring actually anymore to the war in Yerichai. It's referring to the war in Ai, the next war Yeshua held. And next time, he was made sure to learn. As Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Melamed, Shalom ba'omka shel halacha. At that time, at night, during the war, he used to learn ba'omka shel halacha. And this goes back to what we said before. Omka, in the depths of halacha. Talmud Torah refers to Iyun, understanding what we're learning, and it has to be halacha. Something that's halacha lemaisa, that's the way we're supposed to learn. From here, the Mefarshim point out, we see how a person is supposed to learn Torah under all circumstances. I saw that the Michas Alaza brings to the Bnei Yisoschar that the most difficult Taisvasin, the Taisvasin in Perek Meruba, in Masechta Bava Kamo, very difficult Taisvasin, were written when the Bali Taisvas were under the threat that they were imprisoned and under the threat of being sentenced to death. In that time, they were long ba'amka shel halacha and wrote these unbelievable taisvos. Rabbi Baruch Ber used to say that the Shagas Aryeh wrote the Sefer Shagas Aryeh, and he wrote the Sefer Gvuras Ari. But he says that he's much more well known, and the Sefer Shagas Aryeh is considered much more of a Sefer than the Sefer Gvuras Ari. He used to say that the Shagas Aryeh was written when the Shagas Aryeh was in total poverty. He had absolutely no money. And in that time, he spent his koichas and his energy learning Torah, and from that came out the famous and great Sefer of the Shagas Aryeh. The Lev Elyol, Rabbi Elyol Apyan, explains this Gemara. From here we see, he says, that the Malach, who was coming to talk to him about why Klal Yisrael wasn't learning Torah, was dressed as a soldier. Sar Tzvah Hashem. He was dressed as a soldier. Points out Rabbi Eliyahu Apyan, if he was trying to send a message that a person's supposed to learn in all circumstances, shouldn't he have been dressed as a Talmud Chacham? So he was sending a message, says Rabbi Eliyahu Apyan, that the real soldiers, the real protectors of Klal Yisrael, are those that are the Olam Dei Torah. Vamar Shmuel Bar Unya, Godel Talmud Torah, Yosh Mekravas Timidim. So here we see that Talmud Torah is greater than bringing Kabbonis. Shinam, as we see that the Malach was telling them that there was more of an issue at the Bossi on the fact that they hadn't learned Torah versus the fact that they hadn't brought the Karban Talmud. And says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Ha the Rabbim, Talmud Torah the Rabbim, is greater than bringing the karbonos. Hadi yochid, however, the talmud Torah of an individual is less than bringing the karbonos. So the Farshim discuss what does talmud Torah of the rabbi mean, and what does talmud Torah of the yochid mean. They explain talmud Torah of the yochid does not necessarily mean one person learning, and talmud Torah of the rabbi meaning many people learning. The Brisk Rav explains the difference is there are two concepts in learning Torah. One concept is that Talmud Torah is being not just learned, but it's being given over from one generation to another generation. The Messiah of Klal Yisrael, that is Talmud Torah the Rabbim, which is greater than bringing carbon, and avoided the Yochid, that the Talmud Torah the Yochid, which doesn't involve giving over from generation to generation, is less than bringing kabbalas. Ask the Gemara, with the Yochid Kal, is the Talmud Torah of a Yochid insignificant? But now we're going to learn the Mishnah Masechta Maakotin, Noshim Amoyed. On Chol Amoyed, women Ma'anois, they could sing different songs that they used to sing by Levaya, Avloy Metapcha, they can't beat their chest. Shmuel Oimer, Ema Yusmuchas Lamita, the women that are next to the Mita where the mace is lying, Metapchas, may beat their chest. They're allowed to sing these kinnis and they're allowed to beat their chest. Mekanis means one person would sing and everybody would respond. On Chalamoyd, for all Talmid Chachamim, we're allowed to say a Hesped, Koshkem Chanukah Purim. This is interesting, Machloikis HaPaiskim, what is the halacha nowadays? Is a Hesped said on Chalamoyd? Mr. Brewer seems to say that we should not say a Hesped on Talmud, even if somebody who's perceived as a Talmud Chachem nowadays. Many Paiskim disagree, and they say that for somebody that's considered a Talmud Chachem, we do say a Hesped on Chalamoyd. And the Deborah Tzina Rav says in the Tshuvas, specifically nowadays, where we want to encourage people to learn and show the chshivas, the significance of learning Torah, we should say a hesped for Talmud Chacham on Chol Hamoed. So we see that Talmud Torah, even if an individual, is greater than reading the Megillah. Answers the Gemara, Kavod Torah Kamrit, they were referring to Kavod Torah. Kavod HaTorah the Yochid Chomer, that's certainly very significant. Talmud Torah the Yochid, when it comes just to the Talmud Torah of a Yochid, Kal, that's less, and Megillah reading supersedes it. And the Sfas Emes explains, why is Kavod HaTorah more than Talmud Torah? He explains, because Kavod HaTorah refers to the learning that this person learned his whole life. It's cumulative of everything that he learned the whole life. That's certainly very significant and supersedes Kriyas Megillah. On the other hand, Talmud Torah of a Yochid is only one moment that Kriyas Megillah supersedes. From here, points out Rav Aaron Kotler, we see how important it is how Ben Torah should be act. Here the Gemara is teaching us the importance of Kavod HaTorah. So if somebody is considered a Ben Torah, somebody is considered someone who learns, and if he doesn't act properly, what is he doing to the Kavod HaTorah, which our Gemara considers Chomer so serious? Amarava, Pshitali, avoid the Mikra Megillah. If there's a question, what comes first, doing the Avoida or reading the Megillah? Mikra Megillah Odif. Mikra Megillah supersedes the Avoida from what we learned in the name of Rabbi Yossi Bechanina. Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah. Also Mikra Megillah Odif. Midasam Choshebes Rebbe. As in Rebbe's Yeshiva, they stopped learning to go hear Megillah. Talmud Torah Meis Mitzvah. When there's a situation of learning Torah and or Meis Mitzvah, somebody, a corpse that there's nobody taken care of. Meis Mitzvah Odif. Meis Mitzvah comes first. Midatanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Mevatlan Talmud Torah, Tzoras HaMes, to take care of a mace, or Chnosos Kala. Tosfos points out, from the fact that the Gemara uses just the words Tzoras HaMes, it means that not just for a mace mitzvah, but for every mace that requires to be attended, that requires the COVID, it supersedes Kriyas Megillah. Hachnosos Kala, the Farshim discuss, it means either when the Kala goes to the Chuppah, or when they go to the Bedekin. So the Farshim ask, if Hatzos Meis and Hnosis Kala, our Gemara teaching us, is so important, so why don't we all go to every Levaya that happens and go to every Chasen that's taking place? So the Tziv explains that's only when we know about the Levaya, or we know about the Chasna. Otherwise, we're not obligated to go seek out Levayas and Chasnas to attend. Says Rava, avoid the Meis Mitzvah. If there's a question, what should we do, the Avoida or Meis Mitzvah? Says the Gemara, Meis Mitzvah Odif. It's more important to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. And we learned this, Melachosai, the Tanya. Alchosai Matam Loima. The Pasuk says that a person who's a Nazir is not allowed to become Tomei. And the Pasuk says, Al Nefesh Meis Loyovai. He's not allowed to come close to a corpse. But the Pasuk continues, La'oviv L'imoi, La'ochiv L'achosai, La'yitam Alehem B'moisam. And the question is, isn't this Pasuk superfluous? So the Sefri explains the Pasuk. La'oviv comes to teach us that only to a father should he not become Tomei. But he does become Tomei to a Meis Mitzvah. La'imoi comes to teach us that even if the Nazir is a Kohen, so he can't certainly become Tamei, but he does become Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. La'achiv comes to teach us that even if the Nazir is a Kohen Gadol, he doesn't become Tamei to a relative, but he becomes Tamei to a Meis Mitzvah. What does Achoisoi come to teach us? Harei Shaya Hoylich, Lishchad Es Pescha Lomelos Menoi. Some is going to bring a Karim Pesach, or to make a Mila for his son, which are very unique mitzvahs, because they are both mitzvahs, a say, for which there is a chiyuv koras. V'shamash meis lemeis. And he hears that one of his close relatives, Rachman al-Tzlam, passed away. Yochel yitame, I would think that he should stop and become tamei, amrit lo yitame. From here we see that he does become tamei. And the Taz points out, even though theoretically this person is an oinim, since there are other people that could take care of this mace, he should not stop what he's doing. He should go continue doing the mitzvah. I would think just like he doesn't become tamei to a relative under these circumstances. And here we're not talking about a kohen, says Rashi. We're talking about anybody. Kach enem tamei lameis mitzvah. So too, he should not become tamei to a meis mitzvah. Tamei lachoisoi. Lachoisoi would enem tamei. To a sister, does he not become tamei under such circumstances? Am tamei lameis mitzvah for meis mitzvah, he does become tamei. By Rava, so Rava asked, Mikra Megillah or meis mitzvah. If there's a question of hearing the Megillah or meis mitzvah, haimenei out of which comes first? Mikra Megillah of Adif. Do we say the Mikra Megillah comes first? Mishum Prasim and Nisa. I double Meis Mitzvah Adif. Perhaps Meis Mitzvah comes first. Mishum Kfayt Abrius. Leaving a corpse unattended is certainly very disrespectful. Bas the Baya Hadapashta. After he asked the question, he answered it. Meis Mitzvah Adif. Meis Mitzvah comes first. Dama Mar. Gol Kfayt Abrius. Taking respect to Purim Pil. Is Shadaychus Lai Sesh Shabbatayra. It's Daychus Lai Sesh Shabbatayra. Because Allah is that if somebody finds a lost article, he has to return it to its owner. But the halacha is, if it's not lefi kvoidoi to return this, he doesn't have to. Kavod abrius comes first. So too, taking care of meis mitzvah takes precedence. The mefarshim, however, do point out that if we could do mikra megillah and then do meis mitzvah without affecting the meis, we could perhaps do Mikra Megillah first. And many Mepharshim say, many Pesachim in fact say, that if by taking care of Meis Mitzvah we will completely lose the ability to do Mikra Megillah, then certainly we should do Mikra Megillah. As long as we know that the Mikra Megillah will be done, however, we should do the other things, then we could do other things first. That's why many people have the minhag that if there's a bris on Purim, they make the bris milah before Mikra Megillah, even though we see how important Mikra Megillah is. As long as we know that the Mikra Megillah will be done properly, we could do other mitzvahs first. Gufa, Amar Yishuv and Levi, I'm going back to what we learned in the previous year. Krach, a city that has a wall. V'kal ha-samachloi, anything near the city. V'kal ha-nira imai, anything that could be seen with the city. Krach has the din like the walled city. And as Mepharshim explained, because since in those times a walled city was the most protected area, so one, there all these areas around the walled city are considered subservient and secondary to the walled city and have a halacha like the walled city. Tana Samach, if it's close, Alpish Nira, even though it can't be seen from the city, and Nira, a city that doesn't have a wall, that can be seen from the walled city, Alpish and Samach, even though it's not near. Says the Gemara, Bishlam and Nira, Alpi Shen Samach. We could have a situation where it could be seen, even though it's not that close, even though it's not within a mill. Mishkachsla, the kind of Yasub Rosh Ahar, when the town is on top of a mountain. El Samach, how could it be that it's so close that it's within a mill, Abi Shen and Nira, and it can't be seen? Heich Mishkachsla, how is it possible? Am Rabbi Yemaya, Sheshevs Benachel. When the town is in a valley, then it's not visible from the city, even though it's very close. Amr Yishu ben Levi, Krach she Yoshef, a city that it was initially had residence, Ulpsoif Hukaf, and only afterwards a wall was built around it, Ninnikin Kfar, it's considered like an unwalled city. So Rashi says, this Gemara is not referring to Kriyas Megillah. This is referring to Halacha that the Torah says, that if one sells a home in a walled city, he has the ability to redeem it only up to a year. Afterwards, it becomes the buyer's forever. Here, the Gemara is teaching us that's only if it had the wall before the houses, but otherwise not. Many other Rishonim, however, explain that this is referring to Hilchos Megillah, what is considered a walled city. My tam diksiv v'yishkiyim kabeis moishim irchama shehukaf. First, it had the wall. Ulabsoif yoshev. V'loishi yoshev. Not that if it has the first residence, ulabsoif hukaf, and then it has the wall. Most mafarshim, however, say that if we have a city with a wall around it, and we don't know what came first, the wall or the residence, we could safely assume that the residence came second and the wall came first. Varim shuman levi. Krach she'en b'esar batlonim, a city that doesn't have 10 unoccupied men. Machlok is what batlonim means. Some say it means 10 people that spend their time just davening and learning. Others say that if the 10 people who are careful to be in shul, b'minyan, shachris, mincha, mayriv, nidin k'kfar, it's considered like a village. So there's a machlokes harishonim how to understand this Gemara. Tosfos says that the Gemara here is not referring to a walled city. A walled city always reads the Megillah and Tezvah of Adar. We're referring to an unwalled city. That we learned in our Mishnah, an unwalled city, if it's a village, Megdimim Loyam Meknisa, so says the Gemara, if it has a wall, if it has 10 Batlonim, it can never be considered a village. The Ramban, however, says that the Gemara is referring to the walled city. He's saying that if a walled city doesn't have a Sar Batlonim, it has the status of a village, what do you call it, and they read the Megillah either on Yudalid or on the Yom Knesa. The Ritva and the Ran also say that we're referring to a walled city, but they say that a walled city that doesn't have a Sarbat Lanim either reads on Tezvav Adar or on the Yom HaKnesa. My Kamashmon asked the Gemara, what's it teaching us? Tanina, we're going to learn a Mishnah. And that, hey, Ezi Ir Gedoyla, Koshesh by a Sarbat Lanim. Pox mikan, if it has less, raise a kfar, it's a village. Answers the Gemara, krach yitzuchle. The chiddush is by a city, afgad the mikli ma'alma, even though there are sarbatlonim, not permanent residents of the city, but people that come all the time, they're not considered batlonim. It has to be sarbatlonim who live in the city. V'am Rav Yishu ben Levi, krach shacharif, if the city, walled city was destroyed, l'psoif yashav, nidin kekrach, it's considered like a walled city. Ask the Gemara, my charv, what does it mean? Ilay mechar v'chamaisav, that it lost its walls. Yoshev in, and only if it has the walls, is it considered a walled city. Lo yoshev la, but if it doesn't have the walls, it's not considered a walled city. V'tanyar b'lezmer, yoytzi oimer, ashaloy chaymer, loy chaymer, spelled with a aleph, that it doesn't have. Av yishalim loy achshev, even though it doesn't have a wall now, v'hoy loy koydim l'kein, but it had previously, it's considered a walled city. We're referring to a city that didn't have a Sarbat Lanim. That it had a Sarbat Lanim, then it didn't have a Sarbat Lanim, and now it has the Sarbat Lanim, it's considered like a city with a Sarbat Lanim. So ask Tysus, of course, if it has a Sarbat Lanim now, it's a Sarbat Lanim. What's the difference that there was a time that it didn't have Sarbat Lanim, says Taisus, that we would think that since it lost for a period of time its status of a Sarbat Lanim, because for a period of time it didn't have a Sarbat Lanim, we should always be concerned it's going to come back to such a situation. Teaches us the Gemara we don't have to be concerned for that, and as long as it has now a Sarbat Lanim, it's considered a city with a Sarbat Lanim.